Seattle, where he actually drove to see me.
I'm so jealous. And also, like...
It was cool.
How cool for that to happen.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the picture of us, yeah. I have... I have been tracking every one of my D20 rolls for 2 years, so I have my spreadsheet up.
Wow.
I have my averages and my characters, all my players all do it, and it's funny because, like, we have, everyone has, like, statistics for how many ones they run, like, what percentage of rolls, and it's not even for everyone.
I'd be so afraid of that information for myself.
Nobody wants to know. They're like, wait a minute. I've been statistically below the curve for 5 years. How does that happen?
Or the last session we played, which was the final one for our Curse of the Crimson Throne, one player was like, "I finally rolled a 13." Like they'd gone all year without ever rolling a 13. Like it just somehow skipped. Like just never happened. Which is great.
I have, and actually, I think he's on the server. Is Popjuke, who I play with, he does the same thing, and he's like, he's got a deadpan voice. He stares and he's like, "You know, in the past 4 years I've played with you, I am 10% more likely to roll below a 5 than anyone else we've played with." Really pessimistic, man. Now enjoy your character death and give you a new character.
Yeah.
So there is a beat I took called Born to the Trees, which I believe is out of the second Wardens of the Wildwood book.
Okay. I haven't looked at that one yet.
Yeah. I only say that because like I sometimes they have like character options at the end that you're intended to take, and sometimes they're like you're not intended to take this one. This is like
Yeah, no. There's Quest for the Frozen Flame. Mm-hmm. There's one that's like, I was like, oh, I want that. Like, you literally are just going to get it at some level. Just
That was like, yeah. I think that was me, wasn't it? Where I'm like,
yeah, you're like, I want to be a mammoth lord. I'm like, just chill.
It's like, I have my mammoth. He's going to be doing this. And then
you're like, just chill. You guys like my mug? I was giving it for Game Master on the back.
Oh.
This is like whoever's DMing gets to drink out of the mug.
But yeah, maybe just double check. It's called Born to Trees. Sure, Born to the Trees. If it's like whenever, when it's gonna be convenient.
Yeah, you guys are all working on this. I might as well check real quick.
So one thing about Seasons of Ghosts, for those that haven't read it, there are major. I read it, so I obviously there are major spoilers in some of the feats that'll spoil like the actual AP very badly. So like if you're ever playing it, do not look at any of the feats. Like, or look at a curated list of feats that are, like, in the game, yeah.
What's it called? Which one is it?
Season of Ghosts.
Mm. No, the feat, sorry.
Oh, I can't even say. Oh, my feat is Born to the Trees. Yeah. Born to the Trees.
Born.
Yeah, sorry.
Born to the Trees. So, I think that AON then just put it into just, like, feats that anyone can get.
Yeah, they just, like... put into general feats. They should be in general feats, but like because they are a general feat, but they spoil the AP so badly.
Horribly. Thank God my players are incompetent and haven't figured out how AON works quite yet.
You're good. There's no problem.
Okay, oh wait, hold on. Good. I'm one of your players.
hold on a second. Well, look, it's a lovely kind of incompetence that I appreciate. Thank you.
The useful idiot.
Cal is the only one here who does not play in our Strength of Thousands game, which is like the slowest moving game, but God, I love it.
Oh, I know. It's what brought me in. I'm just like, I'm so glad I saw that was like a post, random post on the forum.
Oh my God.
And then right? I just tapered off the forum like immediately. I was like, this is just the better way to do it. Like Discord just made so much more sense than their awful forum.
Those forums. I mean, the whole thing started with Dawn, oddly enough, who now I really don't, very nice person who I don't really like playing with as much.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah. So am I nearly done there? Okay.
What does that say that? I just got through background stuff.
Oh dear. Okay, good.
So you have spells to deal with
somebody.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have any spells. We just
That's right. I'm a barbarian. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Must be nice.
Since I'm a little bit ahead of people, I wanted to talk about how I'm essentially playing my Quest for the Frozen Throne character just as a bear now. I feel bad. It's like I'm just making him like, and then he has to do this and this, and I'm like, oh fuck, I made the same exact character just with a bear. I'm like, god damn it.
I keep trying to make a witch and end up making another character. My first witch is now basically a bard, and now this witch is turning slowly but surely into a healer.
Guys.
Slowly converting over to...
We all regress to the mean at a certain point. Oh, look at all this. Look at all this cool stuff. Okay. I don't even know these abilities that I have that I'm looking at.
Howl of the Wild added some really cool spells, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Howl of the Wild's a... What a great... I'm so happy that book got released. I recognized that my idea for my bear came out of the Claw Dancer, and I was like, yes, finally, I'm going to do the Claw Dancer. And then I looked at it, and I'm like, not at all actually what I want to do, but still, glad that the bear came out of that.
Don't mind me. Hide all y'all's Pathfinder Society card, because you don't need that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can we get Pathfinder Society cred for playing it, though?
Well, that's the question, is like, I'm allowing you guys to do... that we're doing additional rules.
Yeah, which
with APs, that's fine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want with APs. You just get the card for it.
That's the question I had. So, like, we just finished Curse of the Crimson Throne, and now I have, like, too many people who are interested in playing in another live game that I'm doing. Like, I have a bunch of parents that are, like, all down. One of them's like, I don't care if the group's too big, I'm just going to come and eat snacks and hang out. Like, if I just want to be there. Can I just be around people talking about dragons instead of kids for a bit? But... I was gonna just run society scenarios just as like as a campaign.
Yeah.
But I can't if it's not a society game, I can't use it as the like there's two different modes society lets you do it in. Because it's a society module, I can't actually use it as a claim credit for it if it's a home game. Yeah. That's not like I'm gonna let people pick whatever you know, ancestry.
Yes,
and,
yeah. If you like have like free archetypes or whatever, like you know, non-legal things in there, then they can't be used for credits. But for APs, you can do whatever you want, which is cool.
Yeah, I was surprised by how free that. What do they call it? Story mode or something? But
yeah, like, story. Yeah.
I mean, going over the rules, the adventure captains are like, yeah, you can do whatever. You know, I gave Nex a mech in strength of thousands. They're like, yeah, that's fine. That's all good. Yeah. That it lasted all of one hit, but it was still.
It was a fun thing to have. Yeah.
Immediately put you in a place with very tight corridors. I'm like, yeah, enjoy the mech.
I forgot about that.
I have a rogue in the game I'm DMing for that the whole party's been facing ceaseless waves of undead, and this rogue is a poisoner. I feel so bad.
Wait, you're GMing the game, and you have foreknowledge, and you made a rogue that's a poisoner.
The main bad guy is an undead, or basically a necromancer. So,
I don't think he made the rogue. I think one of his players is a rogue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say. I was like, wait a minute. Oh God. Poor thing.
At this point, I've been like, oh, well, guess what? You're a poisoner. You've discovered a spore poison that affects undead now.
Yeah. At that point, you just have to pull them aside. Like, I'm going to make some rules that are fine for you. You get to have fun, too. All right.
She's actually going to be giving birth this week. So, yeah, I felt it was time to go easy on her.
Once that baby's out, though, boom, poisons are done.
I told her that baby's soul is betrothed to our demonic cult that is D&D. That's just how it works.
That is I have seen all of those biblical messages. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I gotta mark you as large.
Yeah. I get to play a large character.
Which I think this game is gonna mostly be okay. I think I did hear about people are complaining because it came out at the same time as like large characters, and there's one section that like that's gonna be rough, and we'll adjust when we get there. But like,
well, maybe I'll have to grab up some.
I was like, what if they're just like some potions of like reduced person, just like chilling, like.
Yeah. hand it. Oh my god! Look, the cavern of incredibly tight spaces, and also a guy who happens to be selling shrinking potions. Oh, this is great. Let's see here.
I think it might actually already happen. They might it actually might be smart enough to just do it. Tim, you doing okay?
Okay, hold on. There we go. Yeah, all right. My numbers are looking good.
Yeah, one thing I want to make sure you get, Tomb, is on the first page of your character, make sure you adjust your attributes, your strength, dex, con, scores, because that'll trickle down to everything else. If numbers don't seem right, that's probably what's going on. But you, I know you still are working on feats.
So. I have not even looked at it. How do I edit them, though?
There's a button.
Oh, edit.
Yeah.
I swear, it's just that it's early and I've actually never used this part of the
software. Yeah, it's all good.
The nice thing is that everything in Foundry is like the same process over and over again. So once you've done it like five times, it's all very clear. But
yeah,
I mean, honestly, I'm looking at this and I'm like, yeah, I might pick this up for my in-person games because I am tired.
I would use this for in-person as well.
Yeah, I use it for in-person, so I just run this locally on my computer. Actually, this is running off my server right here, but like I get it, I have my in-person game, and no one else connects to it. It's just me. And I have all the characters in there, and so I'm tracking everything in the battle, all the initiatives, everything's just in here. And then when, like, if we finish mid-combat, I can just close the computer because it'll save everything. And like, and then like the map we have on the, I don't have to take a picture of the map. I don't have to do, but it's all here, which is nice.
I'm glad that we've all lived through the, I need to take a picture of this map stage in life. Yeah, and like, God, right in the middle of combat. But
Yeah.
Oh man. I mean, the big thing, honestly, is having all the player information on my side, because nothing more embarrassing than being like, all right, so you guys are walking through town. I need to roll some dice. Could you guys just real quick tell me your perception scores? Wait a second.
What's that?
I need to know, just for reasons.
That's anyway. When you throw in like a false flag perception as well every now and then.
just throw it in. Yeah.
Throw them in there. I mean, I'm also running this in person, and there's been a lot of I'm just going to fuck with you guys pretty much whenever I can, which is great.
Okay, so we've got two moot guards, Green Faith Pilgrim and Wood Warden. I'm trying to remember what Wood Warden is.
I speak for the trees.
Just speak for the trees.
I don't want to brag, but I've already come up with a response to that. I've been sitting here thinking about a bear for a week now.
I'm excited to. I'm going to try to do voices to some extent. We'll see how well it works, but we'll see.
I was so excited to do like a voice, but now that I've got like four of you in front of me, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, no.
Oh no. I mean, I'm just doing like. Is Calvin over there flexing on us? What's happening?
I'm just stretching.
Just do a little flex. Oh, nah. I've got nothing. Got nothing up here.
Too ready for that.
Sorry.
You guys are all just to help with like the placement of where this is going to start. You're basically all going to be somewhat deputized as just to help keep this event safe. Like that's where it starts off with all of you kind of like, hey, we just need you to kind of like keep an eye on things kind of deal.
That's good.
You get to go experience the things and enjoy it, but just like, hey, you're gonna, if you see a problem, just go fix it. Kind of shit.
On the clock kind of thing. Like, hey, let's all get some meat.
But go drink, go have fun, go do the events. Just also, you know, we're giving you you've been deputized to stop fights or, you know, whatever.
I'm all right with this. I am figuring out how to get hand wraps to work here. I think we can figure this out. I'm not an idiot. Bring this beer up closer. Okay.
Hand wraps.
Let's get ready.
And then some of your items have the little gem next to them. Those are when you are invested,
which
I always forget about. Like, that's a thing, and technically there's a limit, but like, I've never encountered where like, oh, I have too many invested. It's a lot.
We did in like the Ruby Phoenix when we got to like the level 18, 19, 20, but that's like very far into the game.
I had one player that like ran smack up into the investment limit, and he's like, I didn't realize I'd need to actually get that one feat that gives me more to invest.
One dude did get that feat to get more things to invest.
Did you make a hand wraps just now?
I did. I'm not sure that's correct.
Yeah, you can drag and drop them in there.
Oh,
yeah.
So in that compendium browser, there's an equipment section, and you could just I'll plop it in for you. I'll just drag it in.
Yeah, let me get rid of a bunch of dumb things that I've made. Just like, that makes everything much easier.
Yeah, you can literally like equip it and invest it, and it just does its thing because there's code behind each item has like code involved that actually affects your character.
Oh my god!
It's one of the better like actual character sheets,
There are so many macros too that can automatically like raise a shield and stuff like that.
I don't think about it, but it's all there.
I mean, I think the last VTT I used was Roll 20, and you can see like night and day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there we go.
That was back during COVID, so.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Akinoaji, which is the flavor of fall.
Oh, wow, how beautiful.
It's beautiful. I feel like it's very fitting because today is the first day of fall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Also because Japan does not recognize that today is the first day of fall. I don't know why.
I think different cultures have different days for it. Like in Ireland, it's different than in America.
Seasons. Some people, like, it's,
yeah. It's like, is it the midpoint between the two, or is it the start of the other one? Like, that kind of thing. I plopped in a hand wraps of Mighty Blows. I just threw it in your sheet, and then I invested it and equipped it. And in doing that, your Claw Strike is just, it just got the bonus.
I was just staring at that, because that was my thing, where I'm like, should be 14,
It's 14. Oh, so if you like, click the strike button for, like, the first attack, it'll pop a window up, and it'll show you where all the things are coming from.
Boom. Nice.
Yep.
And you can, I rolled
that's,
a two.
That's another fun thing. You can edit your dice.
Oh, whoops. Sorry about that.
I'm feeling better already.
Let's see if I can remember where this is. The gears in the top right. Mm-hmm. And then you guys have configure settings, I think. Okay. Right?
So I can change
if you go back to the beginning of the chat, it'll actually give you the option dice, so nice, your 3 dice.
Oh man.
Because you can edit them. Like, I think mine are like
3 dice. Here we go. At this point, I am curious at like, oh my, 2. 2s are plentiful. I am curious at this point, is there anything that Calvin does not do? I just like, oh yeah, Pathfinder Society? Yeah, I got that inside and out. Yeah, Play by Post? No problems there. Foundry? Know that one. And like, in a bit, just generally, Jack of all trades has been really awesome.
That's what happens when you're the one that GMs for your friends, I guess.
Yeah.
You're the one, you just gotta learn it all.
I think pretty much all of us here know that feeling, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I have this great idea. If only someone else would do it for me. I know. If I'll do it for them, they'll eventually do it for me. 20 years later, Jesus Christ, I've been doing this for 20 years. All right, let's see here.
Yeah. Poor Tomb has to add all the spells.
Oh my God. It's going pretty quickly. This is pretty impressive software. Do I need to be concerned that all of my non-cantrips are grayed out with the line?
So above each rank, there's like 0 out of 0.
Just, oh, gotcha.
And then if you click the name, it'll bring it back. It's basically saying like you already used that spell, but you don't have to deal with that. So just put your how many you have, and it should fix it.
I was very excited to pick Speak with Plants because I would never pick it with any other character.
I feel like that's the right thing to have as somebody who has showed up to Strength of Thousands and constantly been like, I would like to read the memories of this thing. Like, absolutely.
Give me a moment. That spell, I realize how great that is. Like,
it is.
I'm loving being a bard and going like, I'm going to pick stuff that's going to just like help. Like there's this desire automatically to just like damage and like help in combat, but like the amount of things I have to help outside of that is just, it's so great.
It's also been helping me because there's parts of the adventure where I'm like, oh boy, I'd love to be able to tell them this, but you know, and then you're like, I would like to read the memories of the note. I'm like, oh great, I get to go into this stuff. Oh, this is fun. You know, I mean, God. Feel bad saying all this. Strength of Thousands is honestly, I think, my favorite game on the server, with Dark Archive coming in a close second. And I'm gonna put Tomb on blast, because Tomb pretty much made Dark Archive as awesome as it is. He showed up and like, I'm a time traveling wizard who's going to take over the world. I'm like, you know what? Done and done. Yeah, we're going to make that the plot. That's what's happening now.
I'm also, honestly, though, a little bummed out that Jacob's dead, because I feel like a lot of that was just playing off of Jacob.
Dead. Oh, well. Go back and read that chat. See what happened. He's back. Don't talk. Don't say anything.
Yeah. Strength has been great. And I know I'm like a remnant of the old group that aren't really, however you pronounce it, is the only one that's like stuck around.
it is interesting that like there was essentially a whole nother life to Strength of Thousands before, and now it's like it's how it's hanging out with like the young kids, like, hey, you know, yeah. Back in my day I had to strangle gremlins.
I love the idea that like he's not supposed to live very long. He has a dog life. He doesn't live that long. Like, he's actually aging faster than, like...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if you look them up, they don't have, like, the longest, like, lifespan. And so I'm playing it like he's aging quickly, you know?
It's, I mean, and this is a long, like, you can see where I'm like, yeah, a year passes, you know, downtime, enjoy. And, you know,
I'm like, that's a chunk.
Uh-oh. And that time he has fallen in love and had children, and he had to move on from that relationship. Ooh. Oh man. Let me see if this I could probably actually work on these macros instead of just being like just states exactly what it is without any rolling.
Yeah, it says Ashuni reaches maturity after just 8 to 10 years. Elders of the village reach the age of 50. Like, which is not a ton. For a lot of these things.
I don't want to say anything. I'm getting to 50. I've got...
Yeah.
You're if an I elder? Let my beard actually go out, it's actually all gray on my mutton chops, which is great.
That's so much gray coming in. How do I add a potency rune to my weapons?
I think that's one you actually have to, like...
In the
edit the item.
Yeah, in the weapons, there's a little box with the pencil in it.
Yeah, and then you go to detail tab.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thank you. And then there's like a drop down for precious material, potency rune, striking rune.
Gotcha.
You can tweak it.
Makes it so easy. I just realized how dumb I was adding things manually.
I had a bunny in a game, and I looked at his character sheet once, and I was like, why do you have... like 7 new items that just have nothing, and he's like, oh, I don't know what I was doing, I was just creating new items. I was like, well, let's delete these, let's clean up your sheet a little bit.
Oh my god, that was that literally me 2 seconds ago.
Who was it that posted that picture of someone's notes in Foundry saying, like, limit the damage of our ineptitude or something?
That was, that was them playing Delta Green.
In their defense, in Eric's defense, I think, Delta Green, the entire game feels like limit the damage of your ineptitude. I feel like we did nothing right ever.
That is true. It's going so poorly for you guys. And like, I want to get into it. I honestly have a hard time with the combat. Like when we get to the combat, I just like, I freeze up. I don't even know how to like, I for some reason can't keep going.
I think that's all right. I think it's okay to let stuff go. Like, it's, we have so many games.
Yeah.
Many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I'm not joking about this. This is an incredibly dumb thing. But my wife works for an AI company, and they were talking to her, and they heard, oh yeah, your husband does role playing games on a Discord server, and they're like, oh, interesting. And then they're like, we would like to buy your server for AI stuff, and I was like, what?
What
are you talking about? Oh, we'd love to use it. It's a great tool for us to glean English resources from.
I see.
And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm sorry. It's okay. I don't want to do that.
The stories I hear of just like Japanese business is just so weird. Sometimes.
I'm assuming they didn't realize what Discord was, and they thought they had like some like private server. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, there was one part of me like, clone it and just give them all the data. I'm like, here you go. But they're like, I'm good. I don't know what's happening.
You're like, no, but wait, how much?
Yeah, it's like, we got to talk money. And then I'm like doing the math. I'm like, all right, I got to take 3 zeros off of the end of this for Japan. Okay, all right.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man, 1,000 yen. Wait a minute. Oh, man.
Are you hungry or is it just the kitties are hungry?
We're both hungry.
Do you want to say hi?
I'm also hungry. Hello.
Good morning. You can
potato chip.
He just said potato chip.
There you go. There you go. They're from Japan, which makes it
yeah, he lives in Japan.
Japanese. Better. It says delicious spicy flavor. I don't know why they added the delicious to the part of the front of it.
We promise.
We assure you, it's delicious. And you can see, it's 7-Eleven brand. What's the rest of this? Kuse ni naru. Oh, I actually can't read that. That's actually some kanji I can't get into.
I also have a munchie nearby.
Yeah, that's always woke up. Well, why don't I go feed this one?
Good idea.
And then maybe we can see if I can get started.
Sounds good.
Hey, Brain Trust. Anyone know how to make the doubling rings work?
Oh man.
Do I need...
Oh, doubling rings. I'll let Cal figure that out.
I've never used doubling rings.
I can just manually add all the runes to my other weapon. But I wasn't sure if there was a way to actually make the doubling work.
I'm just looking in their Discord. They said no. Just added the offhand weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They the first comment was there's no way to do that automatically. So I'm gonna assume there's no way to do it automatically.
Excellent.
Maybe there's another way. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see it.
Okay. Easy enough.
There. Turns out you had an impossible problem to solve.
Great. Which is our innate casters, right?
What?
Or which is innate spell casters?
Prepared,
thank you.
Oh, man.
I think I'm almost done.
I always get that.
I think we've all got the list of like characters we want to play, and I'm sitting here like ever since Legends came out, I'm like, Mosquito Witch, Mosquito Witch, I'm going to do Mosquito Witch. And I think this is like the first game I've played in since Legends has come out. So,
sorry if I'm treading on your witch toes there.
No, God, no. that's the thing. Like, the list of characters we all want, like, at least I want to play, is miles long.
Yeah.
And my friends are fantastic people. I would never trust them to GM a game. It's like,
I die so often that I kind of get to live all my character dreams.
Oh my God, yes. I know we've talked about this a lot in other games, but yeah, Anthony has a kill count that's like getting real high now.
Age of Ashes, you had what, four characters die? Was that it?
Oh my God. It's, well, so generally what happens is we get cocky because we'll just like, we'll like clean up for like combat after combat. And then like the first one, I don't know if you want to like spoiler alert.
For Age of Ashes?
Yeah. I don't know who's played it.
I'm never gonna play it or run it. Yeah.
But there's that I think it was book two, there's like the big pit and they have like a dinosaur in a cage and like spiders buried in dirt or whatever. We got cocky and we weren't like basically like we tried to jump down into the pit and I don't know. Anyway, it was almost a complete TPK. That was the first death.
We sequestered the large bird or whatever it was, and we figured that was the toughest thing in there. So we decapitated it, walked over, threw its head into the pit, and basically called out everyone in the map.
It went Yeah. And then I'm trying to think. Oh, and so then that's when I got Saketsi, who was a beastmaster. And when we went into the like fort where they're sacrificing the dragon in book two, one of the doors had basically Phantasmal Killer and it killed my animal companion.
God.
So I untrained a Beastmaster and just like hyper focused on fighter. And then I think in book three our champion went down and so I decided to bring in a new character to tank. Which was my summoner. My summoner lasted one session. Also died to Phantasmal Killer. Yeah. my so
in all of my years of GMing, I've only ever killed once with Phantasmal Killer. That's impressive that you've died twice to it.
It was like the beginning of the combat too. It was like my Eidolon ran into the room and then whoever it was, the sorcerer wizard just like cast it and I rolled and I just used a hero point on something too.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, there's no way I'm gonna crit fail both, right? then cue them running out of the room with my body. And then the very next session, I brought in a war priest of Iomade. We got into a fight and it ended with me basically getting killed off camera because the GM was like, here's what happens, you know, we can try to figure out a way for you to get out of it. And I was like, whatever. It happens.
It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, so
it's just been... This makes me feel better. I think I can go harder on you guys then. I mean, I did get to with the Morrowkin completely eviscerate the group, which was fun for me.
Oh my God.
I just, the first rolls came out and I'm like, oh, they're going to enjoy this when it succeeds on a two. This is good.
Unfortunately, Gregor is just like a, you know, squirmy fucker.
Holy shit. Kind of... What the lasting effects of rolling a crit on that? I mean, it's like, dual class fighter monk. What could go wrong? And a zombie. Why not? Oh my God, this guy cannot die. I mean, doomed fort. Nah, I survive. Mm-mm. All right, cool. Keep going.
Everything Ilias wanted, and Ilias didn't get to live to see it.
I mean, it's so good, man. You know what? I think it kind of wraps up with, man, I love this fucking server. I was just so happy it kind of all came together.
Yeah.
Happy we got good people.
We've had some people come and go, but we've overall it's been pretty solid.
Yeah, honest to God, I mean... Next was the big pickup where it was just like found randomly on the Paizo forums and then was like, yeah, we can do stuff with this. Okay, great. The second game on the server was Strength of Thousands, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. I didn't know if there were two before that, but
Oh, there was an Agents of Edgewatch game that none of the players that were in that game were still on the server. They just were like, we are... They were a bit brutal. They were like, yeah, we're just going to kill everyone. I'm like, you can do non-lethal attacks. And like, nah, we're the police. We don't do that. All right. Good. And then they were like, after, I don't know, killing enough people, they're like, eh, we're done. We don't want to do this anymore.
Wow.
God. Good roleplay and social commentary all in one.
Exactly. In fairness, one of the players was married to a police officer and recently got out of a divorce with him. And she was like, that racist bastard, I'm just going to kill everybody. I'm like, I don't think this is the right way to do this. Oh, God.
Did you guys get doubling rings figured out?
Yeah, I just had to manually.
Yeah, I don't think there's a way to do it. When I checked the Discord, they just said you needed to add it to the second hand.
Okay.
You guys are so quick. I feel like I should be better at all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
You're just a barbarian. You don't have to do much.
No, you don't have to.
Just look finally pretty. I keep saying I'm like, I play Wizards all the time, and yet it's been
actually fighter and barbarian so far. Yeah.
It's just all I am is a marshal now. If I use my, I'm curious, if I use my rage, do I change it in my
class? Yeah, that doesn't do anything, but there should be a rage macro.
It pops up in chat. And then you can click apply rate.
You do have it to say. Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
I got that.
So now it actually provides the temp hit points.
Yeah, I got the temp hit points, but I do not. Yeah, I didn't. My attacks didn't change. I might have to program those suckers in.
No, I think when you click damage, it will show up.
All right. Let's.
Yeah, because it has modifier rage.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Because I need to put in the animal. Animal bite.
Were you able to pick your instinct?
Yeah, I am. It's a nombo, as many would say. I am a bear with the bear animal instinct.
Okay, but you were able to select it when you put in barbarian.
Maybe that's actually what I didn't do. Let's take a look. See,
because I was messing with yours at the same time as me, and I didn't click a button, but the window went away, and I didn't know if you did.
Oh, yeah, you might have to re-add it in
there. Oh, yeah, here we go. That's not a problem. Here we go.
Hopefully I don't have to redo stuff. Oh, you do.
No, not a worry.
Sorry.
Not even a worry.
Yeah, sure. You have two versions of Awakened Mind and Awakened Form now.
Whoops.
Is your rage only plus one? Isn't rage more than that?
That doesn't sound right.
It's because they're agile weapons.
Oh, there is that, but I'm going likely for the. I think it's. It's a plus two for animal. No, that sounds like Fury. Mocking Fury.
I don't know well enough. Did you remove Barbarian and add it again?
Oh, let me do that. Let me just delete item. Let's do it off.
It should pop a little window up saying, which instinct do you want? And then...
There we go. That'll make things nice and easy. I'm so glad I'm doing this sober. There we go. Animal instinct.
Okay. It's like an animal. And now you might have to re-add all your feats.
That's okay. That's all right.
That automatically added claw, jaws. It's all in there now.
But yeah, there we go. The jaws, that's the big one.
You know, I have two claws.
I have two claws. I have the good one and then the shitty one.
Yeah, let's see. They both look the same.
Do they?
Oh, no, one's 1d6. One's 1d4.
One's 1d4.
Let's see, how did you add your other claw?
I think that just came from being the awakened bear.
Oh, okay. One's from the animal instinct and one's from being the... Got it.
It is... it's a nombo. It's absolutely a combo that is not a combo. But I love the idea of being like, he's a bear. He flies into a rage and he becomes more bear, I guess. Bear. Sounds stupid, but here I am.
Yeah, so if I get rid of your rage, you still have one claw. And if I rage you again, you now have it adds the jaw and claw back in, so you can freaking edit. Like, oh, that's one of them. Explain what it is.
Oh yeah, like a called the shit claw and the the rage claw. Yeah,
the rage claw.
I'm sorry. I think so. Your daughter cannot hear us, can she?
No, she's downstairs watching Land Before Time 3 or something.
Great. My my son's been he's been learning English recently, and I don't know where he's getting this stuff from. He learned like, can I give you a hug? Which was great. Then he learned, can I give you a kiss? Can I kiss your cheek? And then he started combining things. It got bad, man. He said to the doctor, like, can I kiss your butt? And I'm like, nope, son. Son, we cannot ask people that. It's like, Dad, penis? Mm-hmm. I'm like, nope, nope.
What a wonderful
your
time.
English education is done. Go back to Japanese.
And you're done.
We're not doing that anymore. All right. Well, cool. I think then.
Yeah, I think I got everything here.
Yeah,
I think I do too.
I think Azdar has now a bunch of empty feet.
Yeah, that's what it is. There I am.
Feats. Take that, barbarian. We had to fill in all these spells. Now you have to.
How am I ever going to do this? My life is so hard. Natural senses. Okay. I feel like I always lean into, like, the things that would upset people on the forums where I'm like, my character has scent. God damn it. Why don't you get the things that we like? I think scent.
Yeah, health has scent, and every now and then it comes up. I try to use it occasionally, but...
Yeah, I think that I am, as you've probably seen in, like, a lot of my games, I really enjoy enemies that go stealth or... Mm-hmm. You know, go invisible. Just love upsetting everybody.
Oh, we had we're kind of still in one, a fetchling sneak encounter in one of your games. Mm-hmm. I stole heavily from, put some stealth assassins in my own game inspired by that.
Oh, I'm so glad. I think there's just not enough of like GMs that are like, yeah, I'm going to make this an encounter where you guys have to sneak. Just do it. Oh.
Trying to sneak right now, but everyone's like, oh, well, the invisibility sphere is, let's just hit.
I punched the so bad back. About that. I'm like, I typed out the whole, like, okay, this is how it's going to run, this is how it's going to go.
And then they just, like, percept real quick.
17 on the perception check. I was like,
That's so Zach, though. Like,
we're still invisible for like a round, but
and it was obviously Zach that gave it away. Like yeah. Zach and the.
I just picture him with like a bag of chips.
Well, I have a literal bag. Why am I not just? There we go.
What's that, wrong, guys?
Oh man, God.
When Azar, when you're done, mm-hmm. is that everyone? Is that where we're?
Oh shit! Am I the one holding this up?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh god!
Sorry, I'm making coffee. You got some time.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'll be back in a map of the... Oh, okay.
That's me fucking around. All right.
So here's the general area. You guys all plop over to a new map in a second.
I heard general area, what now?
Loading Verduran Forest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's interesting is our Dragon's Demand is right here. Like, Dragon's Demand is like...
You need to turn on the map visibility. It happens to me every time, too.
Oh, I always forget that.
Every time. People are like, are we supposed to be able to see something? And I'm like, god damn it.
Token visibility is checked.
We have no tokens on the map.
Oh. Yeah, that's what gets me. Is there a way to?
Yeah, there's a toggle to just turn off like the light visibility. Like just have like no visibility at all if it's just a regular map. That's usually the way to go.
That fix it?
No.
Okay, Here, I can turn off token visibility.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's so nice. So Dragon's Demand is like, you guys are like right there. Because I'm pretty sure Dragon's Demand is like the Isle of Arnway to the right a little bit is like, that's where Belhame is. That's like, Dragon's Demand is like right there.
Which, it's funny. I honestly, until they did the Dragon's Demand Kickstarter, I was like, I forgot that was in the Verdurin Forest.
I played in PF1. I'm GMing it and a converted module now with some of you guys, and like I'm behind on it, but like I'm behind on everything. But it's just funny because it's like, oh, it's like right there. It's like you're just right there.
And like half of the party are dragons. We're like, we're gonna play dragons.
Yeah, I know.
Throwing dragons at you.
we're gonna be dealing with dragons, and also
this map's cool. I read through like the. All the stuff on the Verdurin Forest that was in like the 1E books, the Tal'Dorei book, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. Andorran book, but all the maps are like the 1E maps that are like just really small and grainy. So it's cool to see like a very detailed map of the forest.
Here, I'm gonna move my camera around because you guys have to see this. So on the wall behind me, man. is there a giant map?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna put it right there too.
I have the big old map is like right. Yep.
Nice. I gotta let my
that's
wife.
What, that's let me what I look at all day when I'm playing, when I'm working.
I am in the most Japanese style of rooms. There's just, we got nothing here. But I'm also all finished. I'm in just a white void 24/7. Nah.
Okay. Capitalism.
This one I preloaded, so it should load faster for you guys.
Yeah,
I think you guys are all set to see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Are we ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
I think so.
Thank you, everybody, for
18. We're ready.
I love how you can click the dice and just like toss it around.
Yeah, you can like flip them around. It's great when you roll a ton of them. Yeah. Let's see. It's just very satisfying.
Oh god. Oh, it feels so good.
Okay. Let's see, this is where we find out if remotely prepped. Let's figure it out. Let's see if there's some of the scenes have actual like
trap music tracks. Yeah,
I haven't done any music stuff in Foundry before. I think I had like battle music that I just inputted, but I've never done the like ambient things.
We might want to turn the volumes down if I'm that can be very loud.
It can be, although I did this one, it was real quiet, but we'll see. It's not, nothing's on right now, so we'll sleep off. Okay, let's get started. So to begin with, let's like off high level, you guys are friends of the group. God damn it, my cough has already started. You were brought here, or like part, you're expected some attendance. You guys have level 5, which means you guys already have some sort of name to yourself. They kind of know you to some extent. Either you're working with them or you have worked with them in the past. So there's just this like general invitation to come be here for this event, the Greenwood Gala. There's the general party that happens here, but there's also the actual like political aspect of it's happening in the aisle in a little farther away. That's where like the actual work is happening, but this is where everyone just sort of celebrates. So you guys are brought in, and they basically ask, because the attendants are so big, that they would like to have some people to just help out, because like so many people are showing up that like, oh, we actually need a few more people to just kind of keep an eye out. So you've been brought in. You may or may not know each other to some extent, but you have been brought in front of Emorga Allseer. Let me see if I can show you a picture. She's pretty cool. She is an awakened tortoise. Her shell is 8 feet wide, and she's got real old wrinkly skin, and she's a tortoise wizard. So you're in her like tent on the fairgrounds, and she just as you stand there, she'll speak out and say, may the blessings of Eye be upon you, friends. Never before has the Greenwood Gala welcomed so many guests. It is a wonderful sight, yet some also a worrisome one. So many fae, force folk, and festivities can create dangerous situations. It's far larger than any I remember, and it's more than the gala's organizers can monitor on their own. On behalf of the Wildwood Lodge, I invite you to serve as a part-time security. You would still enjoy the gala, of course, and as you respect its rules and traditions, you would assist the organizers in ensuring our guests do the same. So you just have a chance to introduce yourself, ask your questions about what this all means, if there's any confusion, and yeah.
What's her name again? I've already forgotten.
It's Emorga.
Emorga.
E-M-O-R-G-A. Emorga Allseer.
Okay.
Emorga Joe. Emorga Joe.
Emorga Joe.
Emorga.
All right. Let's see if we... All right.
Greetings, Emorga. You may have heard of me, for I am known as Red Cloak. If I am to gather this correctly, we are to be wardens of this little event, then.
Yes, yes. Enjoy yourselves. We've got some big name guests. You should smooze a little bit, get to know. Make sure people have a good time. Enjoy yourself too. But we just need more eyes. Mm. We have some guards. We have people, some trees to come help. But you might be the first line if a fight breaks out or if altercation happens. You might be the first one there.
Will be the first one there.
Yes. But there's no specific place you need to be. Enjoy it. Go travel about. We just need more eyes to keep an eye on everything. Make sure everything goes okay.
I'll let the rest of my companions introduce themselves.
Kind of leaning, well, I guess I can't really lean up against a tent wall, but like in the corner, there's a small halfling with the beard. He's wearing leaf weave. He's kind of grubby. He's got like dirt on his face, leaves stuck in his hair. Like he hasn't bathed in a while. He's got two hatchets, on his waist. And he's kind of just standing there with his arms folded, listening. He seems kind of stoic. He hasn't really said much, and he's just kind of listening. This is, like kind of protector or whatever is what he's used to doing. So this is nothing new for him. If trouble does stir, do you have a preference on how we deal with it as far as,
yeah, there's some basic rules, I guess you should know. Violence, roughhousing, we don't want any of that. Everyone should just try to get along. Except, we give you permission. That's part of why you're here is you have permission to protect the attendants. You can do what you need, but we try to stop when there's a fight breaking out or difficulty. We wanna stop that before it gets too bad. Theft, fraud, forbidden. Also magic. We try to just, unless everyone agrees, let's just leave it out. I wouldn't say forbidden, but just try not to overdo it. Just try not to over. Just if you see someone blatantly doing something without respect for anyone else, you should stop that. Also, fire. Yeah, there's a lot of trees. Just try to keep fire out of the mix. And there's some competitions coming up. There's one later today. You guys should all join in on. It's a caber toss. But just keep an eye for people cheating. Don't want anyone trying to, break the rules. Otherwise, just sort of keep an eye on things.
And these cheaters, maybe torn limb from limb?
Maybe not quite that much. You can get them to stop however you need to. There's no, I don't want you going around killing everyone. But if you need to bonk someone on the head, it's fine.
Oh, gross.
Oh, sorry. Crack. Hear that. I'm so sorry.
That was very visceral right in my ears.
I'm so sorry.
So Alara, I imagine that Alara and Mirth know each other if they're both moot guards. They've worked together in the past, so I imagine she's like kind of used to him. She's also old, like 200 and whatever. She's an elf, so she's like old. So like in my mind, she's been helping out at these things for like a while now. The yearly, you know, but she's maybe never been asked to like help guard before, but she's like certainly attended them in the past and is used to this. So she's like, Mirth, don't worry, we'll get you some action in here if need be, but maybe just no broken bones right now. We'll find you something to scratch up. But is there anything anyone we should be watching for? Anything that you've heard? Any like specifics, dangers, or are you just
nothing specific? I mean, we've got some big guests. There's a few named people. There's some people that we want to make sure that they have a good time. So you want to make sure that they're protected / you know, give them, talk them up, make sure things are good. You don't need to be the hype man, but you know, see if you get to know them, make sure that they know that they're welcome. Those folk, we've got a few. I'll give them. Let me think for a second. And then as she's talking and kind of collecting herself, a dwarf walks in and is just like, I'll show you this guy. And she looks up. She goes, this is Inric. He's our captain of the guard. So if something bad happens, you can defer to him and he'll be roaming around too. But you report to him. He'll be here to help if you need something. And he's just like, yeah. And you hear creaking outside. There's like two massive awakened trees chilling outside the tent that are just part of his like little army that they'll show up if something bad happens. So in mechanically, you guys might be the first one there, but after about a minute, they'll show up if something bad happens. And if you have a question, you can always ask him about like what's allowed. But ultimately, you guys are given, this is not alignment's gone. This isn't like a good campaign. This is definitely more like protect nature, do whatever that means, enjoy yourself.
I got that like impression too, which I appreciate. Like, mm-hmm. you know, this is your nature's neutral. Whatever you got to do to protect nature. Yeah.
Yeah. Protect nature. And like, if you got to kill something, that's part of nature. Just maybe try to avoid making a big scene of it. Kind of thing. It's not
that we'll all have our own approach to what.
That exactly.
Means. Yeah.
So she'll speak up. She goes, okay, so we've got a few big names. We've got, this is where me fails miserably at names. We've got Alacrion, the Laughing Prince. He's a satyr, and he's likely to be having a good time down at the bonfire by the beach. Make sure he has a good time. We've got Elise, A-L-Y-C-E, Elise Quinley. She's a human eagle knight, and she'll be roaming around. We've got Tanasha Starborn, a little gnome aristocrat from Tal'Dane Senate. She's a Senate member from Tal'Dane, come in to kind of like be a representative for that half of this festival. Because this festival is basically Tal'Dane and the Wildwood meeting up to come up with their like yearly agreement that everything's cool between them. And there's tension on both sides for sure. So we have to make sure that the Tal'Dane people are treated well, but then this giant amount of crazy fae people are also involved, so that you have to deal with that. There's also Cacker Sprickle.
Yeah.
Puck Wudgie. He's a Puck Wudgie.
A gremlin.
Yeah, gremlin. a little gremlin guy. Yeah. He's real pretty. he's important. And then we've got two centaur sisters. Rosdora and Vandalia, Swiftmane, and they represent a group who is maybe more has more difficulty with the Tal'Dane influence. They're more stop cutting down our trees, we'll kill you kind of deal. But this is part of what this is all about, is making sure everyone's here together to kind of agree on things. So keep both sides happy to some extent, and get to know all of these individuals. Those are the big people. And your tortoise friend just kind of lays this out and make sure that you guys know who to talk to, what's happening in the general area. She says the bonfire is basically going the whole time. There's going to be a feast tonight. There's caber toss at the amphitheater today. Markets, pavilion. There's just stuff happening kind of all over the place. And then this is a 3-day event. So today is just sort of big, a lot of food, a lot of people bringing out all the things that are perishable today. Tomorrow is another day, which is mostly going to be, let's see, let me make sure I get this right. Yeah, so on day two, there's a big award ceremony at the end of the day, and then day three is already kind of like wraps up in the morning. Like, it goes pretty quick in the morning. So it's just sort of like a 3-day festival. People are just going to sleep or party or stay up late and drink, sort of a combination of things. So you can decide what you want to do.
Conferences I go to.
What'd you say? Yeah, conferences.
Like conferences, yeah.
Mechanically, you guys are going to have social rounds to influence those five people. You can, yeah, it's not too bad, but yeah, ultimately some of these will just happen organically.
Yeah.
When you're in an area, they might just be around. But essentially you've got these five people that have their own influence track, and you can spend time with one, or you can just spend time with whoever you're around. But technically on day one, there's two rounds, and then there's going to be some during the feast. You'll have time during the feast. Yeah. And I'll try to make this organic, but it's just going to be what it is. It's, you know.
I just cringed because I don't have any like charisma skills, but I know that it's not necessary for everything. Yeah. I know they always like make a variety, but still.
With Pathfinder 2, there's usually a good...
Yeah, I know.
Good. It's like athletics. I'm going to have this long conversation, and then I'm going to use strength to show them how strong I am. Like, it just always feels weird, but it is just what it is.
I will break his back to establish dominance.
Yes. Way to do it.
I'm interested to meet Ribbert. Personally.
Yeah. So like this whole time, Ribbert has been kind of nodding and quirking his head in conversation with something that's not really there. And he's not speaking or anything. And he kind of harumphs at the end of the statement and is like, well, we were hoping to let our hair down, but I suppose we can help out while we're here.
Please do, though. Go drink. Go have fun. Go check out the markets. You being present is enough. We're giving you permission to step in if you need to. But go have fun.
Ribbert will wander off in a random direction.
Ribbert, no!
It's a cliff! Let's see. She just says, well, go enjoy yourself. It's a festival. Instead of standing around gabbing with an old tortoise, go have fun. If you've got any questions, we'll be here.
Are you safe here, Imoga?
Yeah. We're fine.
Good enough for me. Time to get
yeah.
fun.
She's almost confused by this because it's like, she's not worried about safety. She's generally just like, want to make sure people don't get in fights. that's the biggest concern, is that she wants to make sure there's just a lot of people, and we want to make sure everyone's...
You're the security guards at a concert.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
It is a little weird to walk up to... Essentially, you're charging me like, no one's going to kill you, right? They're like, no? What the fuck? Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go get drunk. See ya.
Well, I guess my job's done.
So, you guys have... You can split up. You can stay as a group. Splitting up makes my life more difficult. But ultimately, you guys can check out different places. Some of these are fleshed out more. Some of them aren't. What do you want to do?
In the very least, Mirth is going to stick around with Alara, because we have some sort of history, even though... I mean, Mirth is
not newly awakened. He's like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Alara seems to know this stuff, and he's kind of just... Okay.
Come on, big guy.
Be alert.
Rax, Ribbert, my name is Alara. Are you... what's your plan? Are you going to head out and drink, as you were saying, or do you want to come along?
Well, you see, let me just quickly pat them down first. Make sure they don't have anything.
Mirth, I wouldn't recommend that. Actually, it's not healthy to touch me.
Fair enough. I do not know your kind.
Mirth, I've told you can't just touch people.
I thought that applied only to the humans.
It applies to the humans, yes. But some other people are also just poisonous. You don't know that. You can't just touch and you gotta ask first.
Yes, poisonous is the word. I like this one. I'll stick close.
Pulls out a notebook and writes down, like, some people poisonous? Question mark?
It's just...
Puts it away.
You're writing down rawr, rawr.
Your host speaks fluent.
So Rax and Ribbert, what's your plan?
I think Ribbert's gonna stick close to Calpel, what's your character's name again?
Alara, A-H-L-A-R-A, yeah.
I'll write that down.
We can make it so you guys is
they flip between the two.
It flips between the two. I can have just character names because we know each other. There we go. It should just stick with character names.
What's funny is he's a crotchety old Gribbly that lived to the ripe old age of 60. And so she's got a solid 100 years on him and she's not even pushing old age.
Yeah, she's like...
Wildly different ages.
I put her at like 243. which 12. I think is like middle-aged for like an elf.
Yeah, Ribbert's looking at like the end of his life. It'll last like 10 years. But yeah, no, he senses a calm and a plan in you, so he's going to probably stick to your side for now.
Yeah, we should stick together, but I was interested in the competitions, but we should also make sure to look out for some of the rabble-rousers. Mm-hmm. I imagine if any trouble is going to come, it's going to be centered around the senator from Tal'Dang.
I already wrote down the name. Let's see here. The Starborn, right?
Tanasha.
Kanasha.
I think the ones that we should probably watch are the Centaur Sisters. There's a lot of, mistrust for how much the Tal'Dans have been logging lately. And quite frankly, I agree with them, but that's not what we're here to do. We're here to keep the peace, and nothing good will come if fights break out, but...
Well... Alara, you did promise me at least one good fight, I believe.
Yes, we can fight later if need be.
Excellent.
Alara is not a malcontent, but like she does believe that the Tal'Dans are like logging too much. Mm-hmm. She's like even the agreement for like, you know, when they stick to their agreement, she also believes it's probably too much.
I think
that tends to be a pretty common consensus among the people, but the question is what they do with that frustration is sways. Yeah.
My image is that Mirth has been trying to protect the agreement in terms of like, oh, you guys did too much, I'm gonna attack. But also occasionally he's like, edge case, I'm gonna attack anyway, so he's not also on the right side of things entirely.
Cocaine bear.
Well then, where to check out these Centaur Sisters then?
Yes, I'd like to do that.
You would.
Question for the players. I know some of you played a little bit of this on the forum, on the Discord. Right. I'm curious how far some of, because I think you just barely got into this, but I'm curious how much did happen.
We did the throwing competition.
The caber toss, okay.
Yeah,
that the caber toss, and we lost.
Sounds pretty early on.
Yeah, and then Like I said, the only other, like the biggest interaction we had was in the markets. There was a gnome and a bloodbush interaction.
Yes. That's day one. That's like, we'll be done with, you didn't get far into that. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we need to go kill a gnome at the markets. I don't know why, but I have a feeling.
Yeah. And I think we had just started to talk to the Centaur sisters and, Cracker Sprinkle, but like that hadn't gone anywhere. Like we
had all said, split off at that point, and I think we hit like the maximum of Marzul's capacity to deal with our shit.
Yeah, and I like literally remember zero conversation other than what I told you with the gnome and the bloodbush. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, so I can direct you guys somewhere if there's one of the locations you really want to go to, if there's one of the people you want to seek out to talk to, because you essentially have two social rounds before things go, and the caber toss is going to happen before the feast. So we'll do the caber toss. Essentially, it's going on, and then you get to go and whenever you, if you want, whoever wants to compete. If you want.
Because I'd like to see the bear throw a tree.
I also want to watch the bear throw a tree.
This is pretty much why I was invited. It was just the tree thing.
If we want to dive into just some caber toss, that is cool with me.
I'm all right with going. I mean, I think
I feel like that, we got a job to do.
Yeah, if we start with the Centaur, it seems like a decent place, and then moving on to with the Tal'Dane Senator, I think.
Mm-hmm. Or the Centaur Sisters, yeah. Either one.
Okay, let me just make sure. Let's
see. We'll do whatever you have prepped. I know you didn't totally prep this. Yeah, so it's irrelevant.
Thankfully, Foundry does a lot of the prep work for me. Yeah. But,
we would like to fight all of the guards.
Yeah.
I pick up the next person.
I'm actually going to be a fire specialist, so I'm just going to fire the trees up, and then we'll be good.
We're actually going to... We're going to head to High Helm. We want to fight undead.
I can do that. I can make my attacks vitality, so...
Let's say this. You guys sort of start off in like near the pavilions where things are started, and you move your way through, and you're sort of like starting at the top and kind of going clockwise around the circle. And in traveling, you do end up at the markets for a little bit, and you do see you see all types of people. There's so many different people interacting in this place. It is probably one of the most varied places any of you have ever been, especially those of you who aren't particularly fey. I feel like characters changed, but the character that was going to be from town doesn't exist anymore, correct? The tax collector.
Anthony, that sounds like Anthony.
Yeah.
I feel like characters change. Rax, are you still is Rax still the like
former tax collector?
The guard from town who was...
Oh, no.
No, that changed.
No, Rax isn't. Yeah, it changed.
I was trying to keep up, but a lot of stuff happened. So as you're heading down, you see sort of a variety of things. Like, just walking through the markets, you'll see on one side, there's just a human selling fruit on one side. On the other side, you find a gremlin selling their own teeth in exchange for people's childhood memories. Like, you get the full gamut. You're just walking through. You watch another talking bear dancing with a woman with a giant cow's tail waltzing over the beach, and chaos of like a fae party. Yeah. As you're heading through the markets, you do sort of spot a few groups. You see the Tal'Dane group of people, the little cadre, because they seem out of place just because they do seem more normal, and you kind of see that many of them are sort of deferring and like glancing over to the female gnome who I have a photo that I should try to find.
God, Foundry is so cool. Sorry.
Yeah.
To pull out my like book and show everybody, like everybody see it.
Yeah, I was surprised how easy it was to put my character together.
Yeah, really, it's pretty nice.
You got to click buttons till you figure it out, but once you do, it's so
easy. She's a vibrant gnome.
Yeah. Very vibrant, very, very bright. And if you want to, you can have a chance to just sort of talk to her, get to, you know, see if there's anything you can do. Generally, just sort of schmooze while you're moving through the marketplace.
This is Tinasha Starborn?
Yes, this is Tinasha Starborn.
Oh, okay.
And she's glancing over and looking at some stalls with homemade glass being sold by a little sprite that's just bouncing from glass to glass, and many of them are just far too small. Like, everything's like miniature size, like glass blowing, and there's just a little sprite that's just sort of like hopping from thing to thing, and she's just like kind of looking over small little intricate little glass pieces.
Well, I must say, I am certainly not the one to lead a conversation.
I was going to ask, what's our face here?
Yeah.
Do we have a face?
It's probably Rax. I have +3. I'm trained in diplomacy, yeah.
Yeah. I have intimidation, but that's not my plan.
So, okay.
I know that we could just probably have a normal conversation with her.
You have a normal conversation with her. I am forgetting exactly the influence system, and I know all of you have dealt with it before. We've got the influence skills, which are the skills that I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Yeah,
right.
But the discovery skills, I do tell you what they are, and you can use the discovery skills to find the influence skills.
Right.
And the rounds happen essentially where like everyone gets a chance to roll on one of these to determine if something else is important. Correct.
I have been running so much influence lately. I actually am pretty good at it at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it for the Phoenix once, but that does all sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, normal conversation, and I will let you. I can tell you what the discovery skills are. Correct. For this, she's got like resistances and weaknesses and all that stuff, and the discovery helps you with that too. Correct. You can get. We can ask what we want.
If we pass or like critically pass on our discovery skills, we can be like, what's one influence skill? What is one weakness that she has, depending on how well we do?
Let's DC personal bias, one of their resistances, and one of their weaknesses.
Okay, I should probably have this open so I can.
I've never had to do this on this side.
I know. It's like, I haven't really done the GM side. Yeah.
First time being player side getting influence. Yeah. If anyone plays for me, they're like, just roll diplomacy. You win. All right.
Ruby Phoenix is like an entire chapter of influence.
Oh my god, right?
the second book, the first chapter is just influence for the entire chapter.
This is a lot of influence.
The
AP itself has a decent amount of influence, which is why I think Marzul gave up on it, because it was hard to run for him, just splitting up and a lot of it's. But I think it's going to be fun ultimately. There's still a lot of plenty of other stuff, but like that's what this has a decent amount of that. She's doing, and anyone want to kind of scope her out or smooze? We can weave in these rounds in whatever order people want with.
Right.
My dear, I believe those are far too small for you.
And she looks up. She's like, well, you're quite big.
You are far too small for me. My name is Mirth. And you are.
Oh, I'm Tinasha. She's coming up quite friendly. She kind of looks up at you and she's just like, man, you are large. They're growing big here, don't they? And she looks over and she looks briefly down at Ribbert and Rax and is like, at least sometimes. And she just looks up and kind of before I forget, discovery skills, arcana, perception, society, to understand if you want to do one of those things. And she's just like, so, just stunned for a second, just because you are, I mean, compared to a gnome, you are large.
I'm here keeping the peace, making certain there are no troublemakers.
That happen often? Is that something that happens?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh.
He just kind of like
by who? Around, I mean, who's causing the problems?
I'm asking the questions around here. All right.
Okay.
My wife is hearing all of this and is just like... No. She wants to be on camera.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Alara will probably like say, like, put her hand on your shoulder.
Oh, and sorry. Just, and just be again. Like,
we, yeah, yeah, it's okay, it's okay. Hi, my name is Alara, and she.
Oh, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Extend a hand, if or whatever yeah. the standard greeting is.
No, she'll reach out with her yeah. hand. It feels very normal for her. Yeah, she's got like very well coiffed hair, yeah. very vibrant colors. Everything's dyed. She's got a little bit of illusion magic in her hair, kind of interacting with her look. She's very very gnome fancy for you know yeah. for this kind of situation.
I was going to say that in contrast to Rax, Alara has no leaves. Like she looks like very well put together and clean in the way that like an elf, a woodland elf would look. and maybe in contrast to the other three, she does also look like very pristinely put together. And mm-hmm. you sense that she doesn't often not look pristinely put together.
Cool. So, yeah. Why don't we just for the sake of it, Mirth, do you want to do one with your communication? Do you want to do one of those discovery checks?
It's 100% going to be discovery. Let me.
Yeah, Arcana Perception Society.
There's perception. so Mirth's going to kind of look her up and down.
Yeah,
assessing for a threat. And boom.
Yeah, the first roll.
God damn it.
Solid.
Yeah, you don't know.
Let me make sure. Alara, watch yourself around this one. They're small. You never know what they can do.
And you guys all do have one hero point. I am terrible about knowing when and how to hand them out. Let's see. Discovery, failure. Yeah, you learn no information with failure.
Yeah.
So I think Ribbert's going to be watching from the background, and once he gets the sense that she's got active magic on, he's just going to be analyzing it with Arcana, if possible.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
We are professionals.
Well, that's not a crit fail. Oh. This is technically a secret roll.
Yeah, oh, I was going to ask if you wanted it in secret.
Yeah, that? I'm trying to figure out. There's ways to. I for a while I had the like let me roll that for you where I can say like hey just give me this roll you get to click the button but then only I see it but I think you can click so at the bottom in the chat there's like one that says the blind GM roll
us and the GM.
Yeah, but a blind GM roll I think means that you don't see it. Someone want to give it a shot? Oh, y'all froze.
Oh no.
Yeah. We're getting blinked out of existence.
Yeah, you guys all froze and then like I was like Avengers. It's all gone. I wonder
first
what hiccups.
You, then Anthony, then Azur.
Thanos did the snap for
yeah. Exactly.
Okay. People coming back. I wonder if that was me or you guys. Yeah, okay. What I was saying is that we can test it real quick. If someone wants to click the blind GM roll and then just roll a skill, I think that means only I see it. Oh, you froze again. Crap. Okay.
Well, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Cool. And well, my pants.
No worries. But, I mean, my wife is still awake, and it's 1 a.m. So I don't know what's. Hi.
Hi. Why are you
just hanging out?
No worries over here on time. Hey, we got a holiday here. Hey, Tomb.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh man, I was like, I haven't had my internet go down in forever, and it just decided to. So I'm like, pull my phone up, and I like, it's like estimated back 11 something, but it wasn't showing like a region, so it was just my house. I'm like, why did I suddenly go down?
It's so strange because I haven't dealt with Comcast in like, it feels like decades, but like, you're like Comcast. I'm like, oh God, I just remember. Yeah, we're doing a rolling blackout in the area.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, everyone's back. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming back online. I pay for, I'm showing up as yellow. Hopefully that's not a bad sign.
What
is this? Plus what? Why
is it yellow? Oh, sorry. Oh, I don't think I said it, by the way. My real name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Boy, I'm rooting for you, all right? I'm not, like, really rooting for you, but it's like,
Good luck. No, my real name's Anthony.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I've got...
I know, you guys I keep, so like, I'll mention one of you guys to my wife, and she's like, and what's their name? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know these people. You guys all put your names in on the Google Sheets. So, like, it comes up, and it's just like,
I don't know
Anthony.
Who any of these people are.
Tomb. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I just make my name my brand.
So yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Oh man.
Okay.
Well then, are you still good then?
We're all back. Internet looks like it's holding out. Although, as you turn red all of a sudden,
yeah,
like, I can still hear you.
I don't know why.
If any one of us is gonna get weird, it's gonna be you. You're the farthest away, but still.
By a little bit.
Okay. Hopefully, it holds out. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, that's
with
fine.
That.
I got
because we didn't like stop for a long time. We do have two terrible discovery rolls. I'm just gonna keep this.
Yeah, that's fair. That's entirely fair.
I'm cool, setting okay. The bar low for Ribbert. That sounds about right.
Ribbert, you went the Arcana roll side. Didn't do very well. Do either of you want to hero point that with
perception.
Your hero point?
Oh, is that a frozen?
Thanks, my best. Oh, he's frozen.
Oh, damn it. I hear you all. Can you hear me?
So close, yet so far.
Oh. I could hear you.
Okay, now
there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Things are probably just hiccuping.
It's coming back. Riveting.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, your private relay is active, so I think it was just my internet was just trying to like go private or something. Anyway, do either of you want to hero point one of those? Because you technically have a hero point. We start with one every session, so like,
I'm gonna pass on hero pointing a discovery check onto the gnome.
Okay.
Who might get eaten? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
I'm sure that'll help relations.
You guys eat gnomes, right?
Before we dropped, I was going to have one of you guys test. Can one of you test the, like, blind GM roll and roll a skill check?
Yeah.
Just to see if...
Allure Warfare.
Okay, oh. So I see that roll.
Mine
does anyone else see
it? It comes up as question marks for me.
Okay, so that's how we'll do secret checks, is you can just mark it as that. I see it, no one else sees it, but you still get to click the button.
Cool.
You rolled a 5 on the d20.
Yeah, that was for warfare lore. So that was not my...
unrelated to anything else going on, yes.
That was a smart play.
So now I will roll my perception. Okay. And it will be a natural 20.
Okay.
Oh.
Natural something.
Gonna secret into it. Okay. That was a success.
Yeah.
What would you like to know?
Oh, no. And I got to make decisions. Okay. So, I mean, I think we should get some discovery skills, I think, or some influence skills.
Influence skills. Yeah. So let me make sure I understand. So with a success.
Otherwise, we're just.
You learn which skill the influence has the lowest DC. One of the personal biases, resistances, or weaknesses. But you.
I think we just need to know what we need to.
You just need to know the lowest DC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The easiest way into communicating with her is going to be Arcana.
Okay.
Fuck. To discuss magic with her.
Fuck.
Interesting. Robert's back in the game. Oh wait, no, you're.
Buy into a rage and kill her.
Yeah. Yeah, and with these, like, you pretty much always can like diplomacy is always in the list somewhere.
Yeah.
It depends on where in the list it is, but like, yeah, it's always safe to assume it's somewhere in there. But the special one is going to be Arcana. Yeah. Okay. So who didn't? So
Rex.
Mirth went. Alara went. Ribbert went. Rax didn't. No, Rax went, and Ribbert didn't.
No, Rax didn't.
I haven't gone yet.
Yeah, and so you have all weekend with these guys, so you can track this and save it for a later use. So, like, you get, right now you have two rounds you can use. You can use one for her, and then go somewhere else and save your knowledge of what you have for her for later.
Oh.
Or you can try to have a longer conversation with her. So you, nothing is happening, you have the whole festival to communicate with these
people. Yeah, the discovery checks are just to discover the information.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not part of the influence round.
It is not part of the it's not part of the influence round?
Okay.
I thought
oh, it is, influence... it is.
It should be, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. So we do kind of need to like
figure this. Yeah, we gotta like be careful with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which and means... the benefit is that you can either influence or whatever, but the benefit is that you have time. So if you learn something on day one, if you communicate with her later, you might be able to get something out of it. But there's only so many influence rounds in total, and there are five people, and everyone has multiple things. So there's, you know. So
well, how's Lorax feeling about
So we discovered that it was Arcana was the lowest DC for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lorax feels great. Tune does not. I don't know that. I want to roll discovery or influence in this instance, but he will talk to her and he'll, you know, watching Mirth kind of do his thing, he'll look at her and say, "You're lucky he tried to touch me."
she just starts to laugh and it's like, well, his touches seem like they might be a little much, but you know.
His paw is as big as my body.
Yes, me too. So are you guys? You're just keeping an eye, make sure everything's good. Has anything happened so far? I mean, it's we just started, so I don't know.
If so there's sorry.
Been, like altercations.
As
yes, a large bear tried to touch me, but
we haven't seen anything yet. We don't expect to see anything. It's just there's just a lot of people here, so we have to. Yeah, it's just a lot happening right now.
Yeah.
You can trust Alara. She's been around for a long time.
Forgot the gender for a second. Got my Lorax book, by the way.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So we've already started like a round of four actions. So like if Rax doesn't do anything, like you kind of need to do something at this point, right?
Yeah. So. Oh, okay. You can shout in the dark, roll try or Arcana. Diplomacy, like I said, is almost always on the list. Like
yeah,
it's rare that it's not on the list somewhere. Or you could do a discovery and then save it for later. You guys can go like, okay, we'll talk to you later, peace out, and go talk to someone else later today. I'm trying to be flexible in terms of like you guys are gonna do activities, see things, meet people, and occasionally you can have a choice of talking to someone. Or you can sit here and have a longer conversation with her. Both are fine. They're not going to break anything. You know, I'll try to telegraph if something's gonna be a problem. But
okay. Well, since I need to do something, I think Rex will be like, well, look at her and say, have you had any trouble? I imagine someone as fetching as yourself would probably draw a lot of attention.
Oh, I feel like I get along. I mean, she just looks around. She's like, everyone here is so fancy. Even my styles almost seem tame compared to some of the people here. And you look over and there's just like a tree that is just brightly colored, like in giant strips of paint, like long stripes of paint. It's just like skipping through she's like, I feel like I fit in here. I'm more worried about some of my other folk.
That's just Gregory. It's fine.
But yeah, I mean, everything's good so far.
Did you want to? Are you going to roll a diplomacy for that?
I am. I'm just trying to figure out how to roll my skills. Yes.
Mark the Riddler.
Mm-hmm. So that was you were attempting an actual influence, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That is a success.
Yes.
Which means you have one influence with Tanasha.
Raz got that riz.
How is the tomb always seduces people like immediately?
Yeah, usually it's my character.
I forgot about that.
God, you're beautiful. Anyway, nice to meet you.
So that you rolled diplomacy on that, right?
Yeah.
She did. Or he did. He did. Let's see. Yeah. I think everyone starts with no influence. She's already decently friendly toward you, but like, yeah. Maybe not mechanically friendly, but yeah.
That's great.
I think Ribbert. Sorry, you were going to say something, Ezra?
I was going to say, well, it was really nice meeting you. Later. Ribbert, please step in before I'm like, well, let's get out of here. Loser.
Ribbert will step in and say, well, it's you should keep an eye out. As you well know, even the smallest of things, most innocuous, can be of dire threat. And he'll just pull like a little death cap off of his mushroom staff and fit it into one of the tiny vials on the counter. And can that be an arcana check?
Sure.
Nice.
We're the most insane, like, concert guards. Just like, shit, man, anyone can quit at any moment. All right, you could die at any moment. Have a good one. Have enjoyed the concert.
So the influence don't need to be secret, just the discoveries do.
Oh, okay.
For future.
Oh, okay.
But you're going influence, I assume.
Yeah.
Are we going to
that
do
is
this?
A... Go ahead.
Go for it.
Crit success.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're definitely taking that then.
So let's see. You got two influence, which puts you at three, which has you cross a threshold, which means she is now very friendly. She gets a little vial. She's like, I'm so excited to go home. And just like all these little trinkets and things that are so commonplace here are going to be interesting at home. What is this? What's going on here?
It's a poisonous mushroom. Don't eat it. It's not safe.
Okay. Okay. I won't, but I'll put it on my little shelf with all my little trinkets. I love these festivals because you just end up with so many cool little things.
Alara's pupilless black eyes just like go wide.
I gave you a deadly poison. Enjoy.
She's very bubbly and just like kind of excited. Yeah. She goes, look, I know there's so many things going on. I know a lot of people here. Let me know if you ever want me to introduce you to anyone around. I kind of know all the like the ins and outs of all little people, even the people who are a little grumpy. But I can sort of
introduce.
Just let me know. Call in the favor if it ever comes up. So mechanically, she will facilitate introduction with anyone either during this whole thing or potentially later. Feel free to save that or use it, whatever. But she has that favors there for you.
Meanwhile, the shopkeep's like, "Are you guys gonna pay for this?"
Yeah, like there's like all these glass. Like, excuse me. She will basically provide information as if you've critically succeeded a discovery check and successfully will aid you in the first influence check of any other NPC you wish to talk to.
Awesome. Okay. Ooh. Can we catch in on that right away? Like, we're headed to the centaurs next, right?
You can, yeah. Do we want to finish this round, or do you want to? Some people want to save their round with another person. Like, I'm willing to split rounds between NPCs. I feel like that's fair for the situation.
Like, roll it into the next encounter, kind of thing.
Yeah. So yeah, like, gotcha. Like I would. Ribbert used your second round's roll, but Mirth hasn't, Rax hasn't, and Alara hasn't. Like, and you guys are gone again. God damn it.